Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Millions of people around the world would have now been safely vaccinated against COVID-19. In Nigeria, people have been open to taking the vaccines of late, but how many of them actually understand how it works and what to expect after taking it, or even what to do before taking it? With vaccines come certain side effects. To some, it's mild, and to some, it hits hard. The COVID vaccine is no exception, as people who have taken it have one tale or another of side effects they have experienced. Let's listen to some.
Yes, I've taken the COVID-19 vaccine. I actually took it a couple of weeks ago. After I took the vaccine, the experience, I don't know what other word to use, honestly, apart from hellish, because 30 minutes after I took the vaccine, about 30 or 40 minutes thereabout, I started experiencing really bad itching all over my body. My face was itchy, my arms, my legs, everywhere, all over my body was just itchy. I was just scratching. Honestly, I couldn't even sleep that night. And apart from that, I sort of developed a fever. So I had a headache, I had body pain, and coupled with the itching that I was experiencing, it was just terrible. I started to feel like I had an allergic reaction to the vaccine because I didn't really know of anyone who had the full body itching like I did, and then coupled with fever again, I was really stressed. But I stayed at home, had bed rest, and rested for about 3 days, which is basically how long it took me to recover from the COVID-19 vaccine. And the thought of having to do this again a couple more times, I'm honestly dreading it. But what do? You have to do it so you can stay healthy and also protect the people that are around you.
The first time I took the COVID vaccine, at first it was just like a pinch, in as much as I never like injection or anything that has to pierce through my skin. I took it because I felt there's a time and place where you would actually need it to do all stuff. But the next day was like another entirely. I started feeling that nostalgia of the effect of the vaccine the night I came back home. The next day, I was horrible. I wasn't well. That was just it. And it took me almost 2 days before I actually got myself.
Yes, I've taken the COVID-19 vaccine. I took it in National Hospital. I first registered online. Then I chose the location I wanted to take the vaccine, which was National Hospital. So I went to National Hospital, took the first dose on the 30th of November last year. And that first dose, I came back. Whew. I was feeling sleepy. I thought it was maybe due to the tiredness of maybe me going from where I stay in Kubwa to National Hospital and taking the vaccine. But no. When I after that day and I asked around, they say that's the side effects of the vaccine. Nah, I slept for that day, but not too long, sha. I slept then woke up. But the second vaccine, which I took on the 31st of December, still last year, it was pretty okay. And the vaccine was AstraZeneca. That was what I took.
Yes, I've taken the COVID vaccine, the two of them. It really affected me because the minute I took it, after like 6 hours at night, I had very like severe fever. It was very, very high. I was shivering, my body was shaking, my body was so hot, I had loss of appetite. I couldn't eat for like 2 days. Then on the third day, I started eating, but not very well. Then my eyes were very yellow and all that. It really affected me. I couldn't do anything at that time. My hands were swollen for like a week. I finally got myself 100% after a week, I got myself totally. But it was seriously, the effect was very bad on my own part because I couldn't even sleep. I couldn't eat. I couldn't do anything. Yeah, so it was bad.
When I took the vaccine, it was not really easy for me because at first everything was okay. I didn't even feel any pain because the lady was telling us maybe you might get headache, so we should take paracetamol, and then I didn't feel anything. So the following day, only for me to sleep and then wake up, I started shivering. Like I was shivering, I could not believe it. And then fever, my body was hot. Even after waking up on my bed, for me to take my phone to even tell my colleagues I wasn't going to come, I could not move my body on the bed. It was very terrible. So I was rushed to the hospital. That was when they now told me that I think I already had fever in me, so that was why it now brought it out more.
Those were some Nigerians sharing their experiences with COVID-19 vaccine. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to these and other episodes of our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on Nas FM 89.9, Yola and Unity FM 93.3 in Jos. We'll be going on break. Do stay.
www.dailytrust.com.
That's the home of news you can trust.
And features, analysis, and in-depth reports that are rich.
That's right. In addition, you can get much more.
But how?
Let me introduce you to Trust Plus, where you can get added value.
And where is that?
Visit the Trust Plus portal and subscribe.
You mean subscribe to become a member?
Yes, and that entitles you to exciting opportunities.
Like what?
A chance to connect with Daily Trust journalists to suggest stories you want to read and even contribute in producing the story.
Wow, could you show me how to get a Trust Plus?
It's simple. You can visit the portal on membership.dailytrust.com now. You are welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to or download our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. In this episode, we're talking about what to do before, during, and after taking the COVID-19 vaccine. Before we went on break, we listened to some Nigerians who shared their COVID-19 vaccine experience. What exactly do you need to know and do before and after taking the vaccine? I put these questions to a medical practitioner as he educates us.
Dr. Bright, medical doctor. First of all, is to know which type of vaccine you want to take. How old are you? In Nigeria, there are 4 or 3 vaccines available. There is the Pfizer, the Moderna. I don't know if Johnson & Johnson is available in Nigeria, but I know that the AstraZeneca vaccine, the UK AstraZeneca, is also available in Nigeria. So first of all, are you an adult? Are you older than 18 years of age? You know? If you are older, then you can take any of the vaccines, any of them, right? But if you are younger than 18, from, let's say, 5 up to 17 years, you can only take the Pfizer.
From 5 to 17? So below 5, yes. Can't take at all?
No, below 5, no. This information is usually available in the COVID vaccination center. So first of all, they ask you your age, and they know which one is appropriate for you. But these are information that you should have as well, just in case they don't factor that thing. So after knowing which vaccine you want to take, you want to know how many shots, you know, you want to get in that vaccine, when to take, which vaccine you want to take, how many doses of that vaccine you should take. Now, I'm not including the booster dose, you know. The booster dose are doses that after you've completed taking your 2 shots, you know, after 6 months of taking your second shot, you want to. It's quite optional. It's the booster dose is optional.
These are all things that you need to know before you take the vaccine. So how about the things that you need to do? Because normally, formally, remember then, if you're taking kids for immunization, some nurses will tell you to give them painkillers before. Some will say, no, give them after. And now COVID vaccine is just like every other vaccine. It has its own side effects. Some experience it, some don't. So for people who we've spoken to who have said that they experience fever, some say they experience itching, some say they ended up in the hospital, are there things they need to do immediately after they take the vaccine to prevent you from being incapacitated from going back to your normal activities?
Everybody shows different reactions and responses to the COVID vaccine. So there's no one rule that is set of stones for everyone.
Okay.
Some people took their first jab and had no symptoms at all, not even soreness, like severe soreness of the area. But generally, what you have to expect after taking the vaccine is pain, the soreness of that area that the injection was given. You might see redness, it might swell, you know, you might feel tired, headache, muscle pain, chill, you know, fever, and nausea. Generally, you might feel sick. And the level to which you might feel sick depends, it differs from individual to individual.
Okay.
Like, so for people that are concerned that, oh, maybe they would have these symptoms, it's okay to take paracetamol.
Okay.
And you could think, you know, perhaps 2 hours before or an hour before you take your jab, so that it will reduce the pain and those initial effects, like the pain, the swelling, and the redness.
Okay.
So taking paracetamol is the thing that's fine before the jab. Some people, after the first jab, they have those symptoms. Second jab, nothing. While some others, the first jab had symptoms. Second jab, nothing. Mm. You know, so it differs. It's not set on scopes.
Okay. Now, I love the fact that you said it differs. For those who experience itching, is that strange or it's normal to a COVID vaccine?
Okay. I do not know of classic itching as a symptom, but we know that the COVID vaccine and the symptoms differ with different people, and it's all based on immune response.
Okay.
The person's immune system responding, you know. So there's also allergic reactions.
Okay.
On some different levels of allergic reactions to that particular vaccine. And we know that itching is like a sign of an allergic reaction because it triggers the immune system complex in the body, you know. So for such people, if they are feeling itching, for example, or they know that they are usually prone to reaction from certain kinds of drug and they usually itch after, those people can take antihistamines, for example, loratadine, you know, as prophylactic. Even when the itching starts, they can also take loratadine to help curb those symptoms. But itching is not exactly classic as one of the major side effects immediately after taking the COVID vaccine.
Okay, now, I also spoke to someone who said that there was fever in that when she went to the hospital, they said it's because she already had signs of fever. So when she took the vaccine, it only doubled it. How true is that? Is that possible?
Yes, because the COVID vaccine is designed to, depending on how strong your immune system is. So most times, reactions is based on how strong your immune system is. Same with the COVID virus, right? Mm-hmm. People that have low immunity, they tend to show signs and more symptoms. Severity of the illness seems to be worse in people that have low immunity compared to people that have very strong immune system. So if you're having fever, it already means that there's an immunity issue in your system already, right?
Mm.
That your body is perhaps trying to fight. So taking vaccine when you have fever, yes, of course, it's going to aggravate that because what the vaccine does initially is to reboot your immune system, you know, in a way to calibrate it to fight the COVID. And in doing so, it's going to shake a few trees, if I would use that word.
Okay.
So if you have low immune system, yes, you are going to have more symptoms from the vaccine.
All right. Now, what do I do after taking the vaccine? Now, we'll find most people saying, oh, I was very fine, maybe I took the vaccine, so I had to go back to work. So what do I do after taking the vaccine? Especially if I'm not feeling symptoms, and if I start feeling symptoms, what do I do?
Drink plenty of fluid. You can take the paracetamol and ibuprofen as prophylaxis. Drink plenty of fluid. Rest your arm. Maybe put some cool compress over the area that the injection was given. Just as a cool compress to soothe that area and the muscle there. Unless you are showing symptoms, severe adverse reactions to the vaccine, it shouldn't really interfere with you going about your normal daily activity.
That was Dr. Bright Orris speaking there. Vaccination is the most cost-effective healthcare intervention available. Side effect or not, we should all jump on the train and get vaccinated. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com, or even listen on Nas FM, it's 9.9 in Yola, and Unity FM 93.3 in Jos. You can also listen in by searching for Nigeria Daily on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, call us on 0913-893-3390. If you have questions or comments, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. You can also send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.